Hey guys, welcome back to the show. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a very inspirational interview of a trader who went from struggling to consistently profitable to now funded and looking to go full time. But guys, I wanted to introduce you, welcome, Cody Brown. Cody has been with us for quite a while now, and he's a guy that's got a pretty cool story. And so we wanted to bring him in today because we want him to have an opportunity to share a story. He started out a lot like you guys, but last year he had not necessarily a change of fortune, but he had a big success. And so Cody, welcome in. I'm so glad that you guys had an opportunity to come in and talk with everybody today. Can you kind of just tell everybody a little bit about who you are, kind of where you come from, what your background in trading is, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to start off by saying thanks for you guys having me on here. I'm truly honored to really be sharing my story with you guys. Yeah, I'm pretty much like everyone else. You know, I started out, you know, just hearing about trading from you know, just a regular person, and I just started to excel from there. I started to apply myself. I would say back in around 2016 I started trading, so it's probably been about 5-6 years now. I would say the first 3 years I pretty much wasted trading because I was just trying to find, you know, the golden ticket, you know, the $1 million strategy. And so I was just bouncing from system to system, you know, wasting money. And, you know, pretty much the last 2 years, I really started to apply myself, treat it as a business rather than a strategy or a hobby. And I found Tier 1. I was actually with Traded Powered for a little bit before they, you know, everything happened over there. Mm-hmm. Started with Tier 1 from pretty much day one, and just been learning from you guys. I pretty much went through the whole courses about 3 times. You know, I wrote everything down, a bunch of stuff, and just started to really excel myself and apply myself in the markets, and just really been doing that from here out, you know. It's been a pretty crazy process when I started with the firm. That was definitely pretty rough to like start out, because it was, you know, you had to change your whole mindset on it because they had different rules to apply. Mm-hmm. The first challenge I actually had to do was complete. I was going for the 100K account, so I went right in for it, the biggest account you can go for. And what you had to do was you had to complete 10% in 1 month, which was $10,000. And your max daily loss was $5,000, and the max overall loss was $10,000. Yes, and this is for FTMO. That was pretty rough because I never actually, with my own account, never actually hit 10% in 1 month. I think the highest percentage I really ever hit was around like 8.5. You know, like consistently, nothing like, you know, no 30% or 20% here and there.
Right.
So it was definitely hard to grasp that I was going to try and go for 10% in 1 month. But yeah, I stuck to my strategy and everything. And on the last, I think it was the last 3 or 4 days of the challenge, I hit that and I completed that task. And what they had to do next was you had to go onto a verification account. And the verification count was completing 5% in 2 months. Now this, I thought, was going to be a lot easier than the last challenge, so I kind of went in having a little more overconfidence than I did. Mm-hmm. And it actually took me a lot longer than I thought, and it was a lot harder than I thought with only the 5% to complete. But so I was about 4 trades in on the verification account, and I was up about 4%. So I only needed 1% to actually complete it. And I actually went down about, what did I go down to? About negative $1,400. So I lost all that. And it was kind of kind of took a little toll on me because I was, you know, I was so close to hitting that challenge with literally only four trades in, and now I went back all the way down to negative. So now I had to go bring myself out of the negative and go, you know, hit that challenge of 5%. On the last, I think it was the last day of the challenge, I actually hit the completion point of the challenge. And I was like just stunned and, you know, overwhelmed. All the emotions just going crazy and stuff.
So let me ask you this. I wanna kinda go back into like the you started in 2016, right? And you mentioned that you're kind of jumping from thing to thing, and for a couple of years you went down that road. What was like the turning point for you where you were like, okay, what I'm doing isn't working? Obviously you invested the time, but you're kind of chasing some different things. What was that like aha moment where you realized like you needed to make a transition? You remember what that was or what that kind of felt like?
I mean, honestly, it was really finding you guys on YouTube. Like I was going to YouTube, finding different people here and there, and no one really was actually like teaching me anything. They were just kind of just going through the ropes and swings. You know, I could find everything from baby pips. Of course, everyone probably went from baby pips. And found Jason on YouTube, Keel, and I just saw that you guys were really there to actually teach and apply yourself and make sure people are actually succeeding and seeing, you know, opening your mindset up to like, hey, this is the real deal. This is what you really got to do to succeed. And if you don't apply yourself to do that stuff, you're not going to see the success.
Right. So like from there, once you realized, you're like, okay, there's, you saw a difference, right? And so from that point, is that when you started? Like, did you have a strategy that you were already working on, or did you kind of start fresh and build from there?
I pretty much started fresh, and I came into you guys and started trading patterns and doing all that stuff, cipher patterns. And now, currently, I really don't use any of that stuff. I just pretty much trade off of, you know, supply and demand, like, and, like, you know, major resistance on support zones. And I usually just use like a head and shoulders pattern. That's like one of my main strategies right now. So I don't really ever use any of the patterns and stuff, but it helped me a lot to understand how the market is flowing, how to read price action.
Yeah.
And that was my biggest turning point, is understanding how to read price. Like, price is everything. Price tells you everything about the market.
That's huge. I actually love that, because when we talk to traders, it's, everybody comes in with the expectation or the mentality that, like, if they're looking for a mentor, they're working on getting some training, the expectation is that they're going to get like some super secret strategy, right?
Yep.
And it's like, we tell people all the time, do we have strategies? Yeah. Do we have strategies that are known around the world? Yes. Does that mean that it's right for you? No. Like, we want you to take what we teach you as a baseline. And like you said, understanding how the market moves, understanding structure, take those concepts and then customize it to build a strategy that fits you. You know, I kind of talked about that in session one, and you just kind of, you took to that point as well, where it was like you learned stuff. And then once you had that foundation of knowledge, you were able to like tweak things and build a system and a strategy and approach to the market that fit what you were doing. And that's what it really was for me as well, is like, I wanted to be, you know, contrary to what the market, or what most people were doing. And that's just kind of how I wanted to go. And so that's what we really encourage. I'm super happy to hear that is the route that you went.
And that's just saying, you know, staying consistent with your trading. You need, you know, patience and consistency is everything to me. I think that's very key to trading.
Right.
And if you're going to learn that and apply it to the markets, you can't just, you know, ask for, you know, the $1 million right down the road. You know, it's a long road. It's definitely a long road. Everything's changing. Price is changing all the time. Your strategies are, you know, changing, not changing totally, but, you know, what you said, tweaking. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to tweak different stuff to, you know, apply to the markets, because everything's constantly changing.
Right. Okay. So we've gone from, you know, 2016, when you started, you went down your wilderness moment, had your aha moment where it was like you realized what you need to do. You spent time learning the correct way to trade, understanding what those gaps were and what you were doing, filling those in. So then kind of talk me through how you went from you know, developing a plan. Obviously, you backtested a plan. You started trading your own live account. How did that go? Like, once you started going live, were there any setbacks, or were there any discoveries that you made from making the transition from testing, developing, to actually implementing your plan?
So my biggest thing I would say is, like, you know, when you go to live trading, I mean, a lot of people don't have a significant amount of money to trade with. So if you're, you know, if you're trading with a demo account with a 100K account, you know, it's, you have to treat it like, you know, you're trading with a 5K account, same thing. Mm-hmm. And you can't just say, like, hey, you're going to have these big overall percentages with a smaller K account, because, you know, it's going to be the same thing. You just have to keep applying. My biggest thing is, like, I always just apply around like 1%. You know, risk to reward is everything. So if you really manage your risk to reward, and you're applying that to the markets, that's really what's going to excel your trading and succeed. You're going to see those numbers that you want to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that rule number one, don't go broke. If you can manage risk, hang around for another day, and there will be opportunities. Yeah.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Talk me through, like, when you got started in trading, did you have a desire to go and get funded and to, like, seek out investor money or prop firm money? Or is that something that just kind of developed as you got more involved in the markets and kind of learned more and more?
So I didn't have that mindset at first, because I didn't actually know what it took to, like, you know, everyone wants to be a full-time trader, but doesn't, you know, you really don't realize how much money it actually takes to become a full-time trader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I have 100K account, but still that really doesn't do too much. It actually, you know, you need quite a bit of money to do full-time trading just, you know, by yourself.
Sure.
And that's what my big mind's opening up, you know, wide eye-opener was, is, you know, I can't just, you know, do this by myself. I need to try and see what else is out there and see who can help me get there. And when I found out that there was definitely other firms out there that could do this for me, I, you know, started looking into them and tried it out. I think I failed the first two. It was like just the free trials. Mm-hmm. And I only failed one. That's it. It was one free trial. I failed that. And then after that, I just kept applying myself, and I got funded from there. So,
right. So a couple people were asking about, like, what funding means. So, guys, what funding is like, you, in Cody's situation, he went to a firm that basically puts you through a test, and you have to prove your capability, right? And so he had, he had his strategy, and then he underwent basically an examination. Hey, can you be consistent? So when he was talking about having to make 10% a month, that was the first test. Then it was they're looking to see, okay, do you actually have a profitable strategy? Can you make money? Okay, you can do that. Great. Now, can you make money consistently? And that's such a huge that's a huge component of it, because you can go on Twitter and find all kinds of hooligans that have, you know, super high equity curve, right? And then you can come back a month later and they completely blew their account. Like, anybody can YOLO their money into a trade and get lucky and make some money in a month. Some people make money
and then blow it the next.
Exactly. Making money isn't hard. Keeping money, that can be difficult. And so, the next thing, like,
that's definitely the hardest part.
Yeah, for sure. But the consistency, right, in your plan and knowing your performance, you had mentioned that, you know, you actually, once you got into that second tier of testing, that you had to have 5% a month, right? And so,
exactly,
that can be challenging for some traders. You mentioned that the market actually kind of went against you, and that actually presented a bit more of a challenge than you thought. Kind of talk me through the psychological aspect of that, because, you know, the initial thing that I heard you say was that they came in and they asked you to do 10% a month, and you said that that was actually kind of outside of your current risk, right?
Zone.
Like, you had gone through yesterday, Charles talked about, hey, creating your risk reward profile and looking at your position sizing. And so what they were asking you to do was actually a little bit beyond what you had been used to. You had a little bit more of a conservative approach. So kind of talk me through that the psychological aspect of having to extend yourself, and how did you work with that, manage it?
So, yeah, it was definitely a little hard to do that. I had to be a little bit more aggressive with my approach. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely changed a bit about it. The aggressive part, that was like, it just changes a lot because, you know, you're so comfortable with, you know, it was the time part of it. That's the biggest pressure of it, of taking the challenges, having someone say you need to do this in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. Now, like once I completed that challenge, I don't have someone saying, hey, I need to complete this certain task in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. That was the hardest part and the biggest like mindset challenge of it, is saying, hey, you need to complete this 10% in a certain month period. Like I can complete 10% in, hey, like, you know, 2-3 months, but it's 1 month, you know, so that was the hardest part,
right,
of it for sure.
Well, and I know Keel has kind of spoke to that as well. First time that he went out and started managing money for somebody else, it was it's a little bit different than managing your own money. There's expectations there that you wouldn't have necessarily put on yourself. There's a pressure to operate outside your normal comfort zone, and that can be really difficult, for sure. But yeah, Akil says a whole new level of pressure.
It was definitely a whole new level of pressure for sure. Because like, you get that pressure because you know you want to pass it. But like, they also do give you a good incentive with it. So if you do keep the count above this 100K account balance, mm-hmm. and you don't pass the challenge, they'll give you another free try, gotcha. Which is pretty nice.
Yeah,
that took a little bit of pressure off. But so knowing that I had like in a little bit of wiggle room at the end of that challenge, I could apply so much risk knowing that I won't, you know, go over the max drawdown, and I'll still be able to hit that top drawdown, and I'll still be able to get that free trial.
Right.
That was how I applied it at the end. So that's how I took the higher risk at the end.
Gotcha.
Because I knew I wouldn't. You know, if I'm not going to pass it, I'm not going to pass it, but I'm still going to get the free trial. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's encouraging for traders to hear because, again, earlier in the week, we had somebody ask, like, how do I go about getting funding? Like, what do I need to do? And my answer to him on Monday was, hey, you need to be consistent. That's what you need to worry about. I was like, if you can achieve consistency in your trading, people will throw money at you. People will fund an account for you to trade. And so that should be encouraging for all traders to hear, especially if you're starting out with a small account and you're looking at your account, like, how am I ever going to live off of trading with a $2,000 account, $5,000 account, $10,000 account, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is, if you can be consistent with $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, then you can be consistent with $100,000 or $1 million.
Exactly.
You're just moving decimal points. And I know that is... Yep. To a lot of people, that is like, oh yeah, whatever, Darren, right? You know, it's just a decimal point. Well, it is. And when you reach that level of consistency, when you have a plan, you've got the confidence in it, then you step away from the psychological connection to the money and you just worry about trading your plan. And I think that's crucial thing. The numbers don't matter. Yeah, that's awesome. So were there any major surprises to you, like making that transition into being funded, like now that you've been doing that for a little while? You know, what are some key things that you learned? And is there anything that you have changed about your trading or your trading style now that you've had that exposure?
So I've gotten to more of day trading style now, that because one of the rules is with my account, you're not allowed to hold trades over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Or you're not allowed to hold trades during like major news events. So your stop loss or take profit can't be hit within 2 minutes prior to the event or 2 minutes after the event. Mm-hmm. So that's something I've definitely learned to like apply to my, you know, to this account. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what's changed a lot during this whole process, is how do I learn how to use this account and then also use my own account, you know, mm-hmm. keeping two different types of ways to trade the accounts. And that's definitely like a big transition that was hard for me at first, but now it's starting to all come together, and I'm in a group right now. Actually, two of the guys were prior with Tier 1, mm-hmm. and they both got funded with FTMO.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to be honest, it was like we've had a lot of traders throughout the years. I mean, going back, like I said, to like 2010, we've had traders that have made that transition. We've had more over the last 2 years that have like decided to take that next step and go out and get funded than probably the last eight combined. It's just been really cool to see people make that jump. And it's always been a goal of ours to be able to like help people get to that point. And so to hear your story, their stories, like that's just, it's a huge inspiration for us. It's an inspiration for other people in our community just to show that like, hey, we're not just talking out the side of our mouth. Like there's a path.
Nope.
If you do this stuff, if you fill in those gaps, if you create the consistency in your plan, there are ways to make a profession out of this, and there are people that will give you the money to do it. It's fantastic.
And it's not a straight path, it's a curvy path.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, there's absolutely the ups and downs, and you're going to have to invest in, you know, put the time and the effort there. But what's encouraging is that, you know, it's on display within our community that if you'll do those things, if you'll commit to it, like you can achieve it. So that's awesome.
Yep, and you see the results.
Yeah. So within that little group of yours, what are you guys finding to be like the biggest challenges and biggest rewards of making that step?
Just staying consistently profitable, you know, like, so I usually try and take out all the money from my profits after every month. So every month you get a profit split, a 70-30, so a 70-30 profit split. Mm-hmm. And I've been taking all my money account out of it right away, so I don't leave any wiggle room at the beginning. So now I'm going to try and go, I think I'm going to go back for another account. So they just added another 200K account to the prop firm. I think I'm going to try and go for that next, for my next challenge, and see how I can use two different ways of trading it. Because they now they're allowing you to trade during news events and hold over the weekend with a different type of style account. So it's like a non-aggressive account.
Gotcha. Very cool. And now you're
it's been awesome for sure.
Are you doing all of your trading from home, or are you working out of?
Yep,
doing all from home. That's awesome.
Yep, I got an office downstairs, and I'm doing this part-time too. I'm still not fully trading. I still work part-time at a restaurant.
So that's,
I'm still
incredible.
Doing that still, you know?
And that's so cool to hear. Like that you've managed to do all of that, because a lot of the people that we work with, they're working full-time jobs, and it's like the fact
and
that
I got
you're
a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old at home.
Yes, you're, man, congratulations. That's awesome. Time, man,
that's
time
quite crazy.
Flies. Time flies once you have kids. Yeah. So you got, working a job, having kids, and you still manage to go through that process, get funded, trading with the prop firm. Like it's just textbook for what we want to see inside the tier one community. So it's kudos to you, man, for doing that. And
I appreciate all you guys. You guys honestly really excelled my trading. Like I have so many different like sayings and stuff from you guys, just from being in the live rooms. The live rooms have honestly just what helped me a lot. That's the biggest changing curve in my, because seeing it, you know, you can read about a bunch of stuff and watch videos and stuff, but actually doing it every day and waking up to do the live rooms, that's what really helped me a lot.
Yeah. I think that is a huge component. Like you said, a lot of people ask what kind of trading books should I be reading, or what videos should I watch? I'm like, those things are great. You got to learn, you have to learn from it. But being in it every day, learning from traders that are in it every day, being with a community of people that are doing it every day, it's very encouraging and kind of helps motivate you to make that next step.
Exactly. And I just want to tell that, like, just ask questions when you're in those live rooms. That was my biggest thing. I would always ask Akil questions all the time. Don't be scared to ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes for Akil and Greystone, all of us here at Tier 1, because we want you to know. We want to be able to have that knowledge transfer. We'll be able to take our experience and the experiences that we collect from guys like you and be able to transfer that on to the next people that are coming into the program or trying to make the transition to, you know, trading from home to trading for a prop firm. So it's really cool to see what you guys are doing, man.
I appreciate it.
Do you guys have any questions for Cody? I don't want to take up too much of his time, but I know there's probably some questions out there from you guys. So
I saw some popping up.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys have any questions for Cody or his experience, go ahead and drop them in there.
Of course, guys, anytime.
Yeah, so what's your future plans?
I mean, honestly, I don't want to be working at my part-time job by next summer. I just want to be able to trade fully funded and just be able to travel and be with my family all the time and be able to make money while I'm traveling.
Absolutely.
It's my goal.
Yeah, so Eddie asked, have you found it more stressful trading with the prop firm money other than your own?
Actually, I feel like there's less stress trading with a prop firm money just because my own money, I know that it's my own money that I worked hard for this own money. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I did work hard for the prop firm money too, don't get me wrong, but it's money I could always try and get, you know, I could always go back and get it again. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it removes some of the risk from you, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What is its time frame, do you think? The time frame that it'll take to be a consistent trader, that all applies to you and how much you stay with it and apply yourself to the markets. Everyone's different.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I don't use a copy trader for any of my accounts. I have a buddy that does that. He has, I think, 3 accounts with the prop firm right now. You can like link all the accounts together.
Yes, Bobby asked, was it weird or hard psychologically going from a relatively smaller personal account to the $100,000 account?
So that was definitely it was opening up, you know, it was just seeing those numbers weren't the biggest thing, you know, I still stuck with the same percentage. Like I only risk 1% or anywhere from 0.25 to 1%. I don't ever really go above that. So honestly, I wasn't really looking at the number part of it. I mean, yeah, you do see like when you're trading with 1% of a 100K account, that's, you know, losing $1,000 in a day is different than losing $10 or $100 in a day. For sure, it's definitely different. But then again, you don't just, the numbers are the numbers, you know, you don't let the numbers affect you. I manage 100K right now. I'm always working on my psychology and trading that. It's something that's never going to be, you know, you're always going to be developing it all the time. Something always changes.
Yeah,
and
that's
never really. I mean, psychology is huge. It's everything with trading.
Yep. And it'll come at you in so many different ways, whether it's a pressure to generate higher revenue or whether it's a pressure from outside investor money, whether it's whether you hit a drawdown and now you're questioning, man, is my strategy broken now? Do I need to redefine my rules? You know, Greystone talked about last year he had his biggest trading week. Was it a week, Greystone? Week or 2 weeks? But basically had a massive winning streak and hit numbers that he had never hit before. And he actually talked about the psychological aspect of that and how he had to like step away 2 days. So yeah, 2 days he generated six figures in 2 days. And he was like, whoa, I need to take a step back because mentally that was messing with him. And so just the ability to recognize that and have some stop gaps or just have that discipline to do what you need to do. But it's, you know, whether you're losing money, whether you're making more money than you ever have, there's always going to be a psychological aspect to trading. And honestly, that's probably the biggest battle in trading. It's not coming up with the right rules. It's not about, you know, consistent execution. It's about the psychological warfare that goes on in your mind.
Yep.
But again, that goes back to having a community and being in the live room and knowing that you're not in it alone and having other people that are, you know, encouraging you and giving you motivation to keep going, stick to your plan. Yeah.
Yep. And then what do they say? They say, what, 90% is like psychological, 10% strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously you can't measure that, but anybody who's been in it knows, like, man, the most challenges that they deal with are,
yep,
originate from psychological problems. Now, whether they manifest themselves as a psychological problem or if they manifest in, man, I'm missing my trade opportunities and my execution isn't good. Why aren't my numbers the way they were in my back testing? Well, it's because psychologically I see this big red candle and I'm supposed to be a buyer and I get kind of worked up and I'm like, I don't know if it's going to go my way. And so I don't end up taking the trade that I should have. And then it ends up going my way. And so I didn't make that profit. And so it kind of manifests in different ways. But yeah, psychology is always going to be something to work on. And that's why having a community and a plan and support is so important.
Yeah, support's huge for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, you don't want to be, trading can get very, what Akil always says, you know, it can get lonesome, you know, you're sitting down in a desk in the office, you know, most people don't really understand what you're doing.
For sure. Yeah.
They just think it's, you know, you're just pushing a button. But, you know, having people around you and always talking about it definitely helps you out for sure.
Yeah.
But stick to the right people. There's a lot of wrong people out there too.
Yeah, don't go hanging out with Pip Daddy in the forum. He's gonna mess you up worse than your psychology will.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do like one or two more questions and then we'll wrap it up and let Cody go. So Matt asks, can you give some advice for a novice trader about trading psychology?
I mean, just don't try to learn everything all at once. I mean, if you're trying to apply everything all at once, you're gonna really mess yourself up because you're gonna be trying to apply every strategy all the time for every time frame, and your mind's gonna get all over the place. You know, you're not gonna be able to apply yourself the same strategy for what you want to see the numbers. You know, the results. Mm-hmm. The results are everything. So, I mean, it's hard to work on psychology, something yourself is, you know, you got to develop how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to develop a different type of way how they're going to learn. So you got to really develop how you want to learn, how to read the price, how you're going to apply the strategy that you have that you want to work on. So it's definitely a very long learning curve for sure.
Yeah. And I would say just kind of piggybacking off of that for you, Matt, is having the right expectations is going to do so much for you, especially in the beginning. And I think, unfortunately, our industry, whether it's trading educators or people that sell systems or strategies or people you hear from in the forum, they give this idea that you're going to make millions overnight while you sleep. And you just got to buy this super simple NASA-inspired $49 system, and it'll auto-trade for you and make you money. And that's what people come in into the market with. That's their expectation. And so they quickly learn that that's not the reality. That's why we do these events. Yep. That's why we put so much time and effort into showing you, like, step-by-step, teaching you skill set, is so that either two things are going to happen from coming into one of these events. Like, if you're new, if you've been in it for a little while and you're questioning whether or not trading's right for you, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to realize that trading isn't for you and that your expectations were, you know, way wrong, and that's okay. Trading isn't for everybody. Yeah. Or the other thing that you're going to realize is that trading is for you and you see that there is a clear path for it, but there's going to be some work that you got to put into it, and then you make that commitment. Those are really, like, that's what we see that from people all the time, is they come in here and it's like the light bulbs go off and they see the light, but now it's like, do they either embrace it or do they run from it? And so I would say,
and that's why most people do quit. They see all the hard work it's going to actually take to get to where they want to get, and they don't want to apply it.
Right.
So,
right. But either way, we would consider that success. Like, whether you quit or you stick around, we see that as a win. As crazy as that sounds, hear me out. Why would we want you to quit? Well, if you decide that trading's not right for you, then we just saved you a ton of money. Because otherwise, had you not come in this week, you would have gone out next week and you would have seen Pip Daddy and how he was going long the Euro USD, and you would have done the same thing, and then you would have blown your account. So If you decide trading's not right for you, we saved you money. If you decide that trading is right for you, we save you time and money because you're going to learn the right way to do it from the beginning. You're going to apply the principles the correct way, and it's going to just be so much better for you. And a lot of times we tell new traders, they're like, hey, I don't have any experience in the market. I'm like, perfect. Because now we don't have to break any bad habits. Like you get to start fresh. You get to start from scratch and do the right thing and have every step done correctly. And you bridge the gaps from the very beginning. And so it's actually kind of an advantage. But having those proper expectations from the beginning is super helpful. Yeah.
Exactly. For sure.
All right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We're approaching the top of the hour. Cody has been extremely kind in giving us his time and sharing the story with us. So, Cody,
yeah, I just appreciate everything, guys.
Thank you very much, man. We're proud of you. Like, keep it up. It's very
thank
encouraging
you.
To have you in here. Thanks for sharing your story. And we wish you the best as you continue to go along. And good luck on getting that next account funded. Congratulations on the kids.
Thanks, man.
And we wish you the best, man. Thanks so much for being here.
Appreciate it, guys. You know, I'll be around all the time, so I don't see myself going anywhere anytime soon. So
awesome.
I'll be in the community for a while.
Awesome, man. Guys, enjoyed the episode. If you're interested in being involved with what we're doing on the platform, I recommend checking out the 14-day risk-free trial. Just head over to www.tier1trading.com and sign up today. You can take advantage of some courses. You can take advantage of some live trading rooms. You can take advantage of the awesome community of traders over there, all in 14 days. And as I mentioned, it's risk-free. So after your 14 days are up, there's no sneaky auto bill or anything like that. You're just cut off. So www.tier1trading.com, 14-day trial. I look forward to seeing you guys on the platform.